What is the story as an integral part of the team? What do you get a little slice?
Oh, the boys are the boys are pretty good. So would like to think there's a little brown paper bag there at some stage. Well, how big or small? I'd probably prefer on the bigger end. But
I tell you what, you deserve it. And also, what a spring carnival for the major owners, because they put a lot of money in it. But Ozzie Keir, John O'Neill, Bray Sokolsky, all very good friends of ours here on RSN 927, they also part-owned Very Elegant. They've won a Caulfield Cup. They've now won the Cox Plate. They've got Very Elegant and Sir Dragon A. And a couple of others have got... Bray's got Finch and a few others going into a Melbourne Cup. Yeah. I'm not sure I can recall the last time an owner or an ownership group have won the three majors in a spring carnival.
No, it's quite freakish. And like you said, Very Elegant and Sir Dragon have probably won two of the market now. So big chance they can win a Melbourne Cup. But look, in all fairness, they deserve it. They put their money in. And I know Aussie's had a through couple of throws at the stumps, and as long as Johnny, and they haven't taken off. But, you know, to win a Cox Plate and now, you know, a big chance to win the Melbourne Cup, it's great thrill for them.
Going to be a lot of focus on Very Elegant as the colonial horse, I reckon, now, because that was, you know, this wave is just getting bigger and bigger every year. They're tougher to beat. We buy into them and all that sort of stuff, but we just, Winksy, as you and I were saying before, we don't make them like this, do we? We don't make them this good.
No, and like I keep going back, but I was specifically told Bossy, I said he hasn't got that dash, but I'll tell you now, he can sustain a gallop. And when he was in clear air from the 600, that's how the race panned out. He just kept getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And at the end of the race, he was just off. None of them horses can beat him in the Melbourne Cup anyway.
Mm. I wonder what Dwayne Dunn thought about the ride, but also the performance of Sir Dragon A. Dwayne?
Yeah, the old Fossil, he just steps up every time on the big stage, doesn't he? Bossy loves
Fossil.
A beautiful ride. He executed well. He was able to fly under the radar. No one was really spruiking and talking about it other than James Winks and all his mates down at Sandringham Yacht Club. They were all over it. And no one else was talking about it. So Fossey was able to snipe underneath and get the job done. I think Russian Camelot, he took a great leap forward out of that event today. I think he's probably 12 months ahead of his time. He's realistically only a three-year-old in the Northern Hemisphere time. So I think he lost no admirers. And Acadia Queen was a fantastic run. Obviously, she was out of sorts going to the start. She played up a bit. I know they leave the yard early, but she didn't really want to be led up to the gates. And she over-raced. She clipped heels at the 800. And she still showed good tenacity to come back and still fight the race out. So, yeah, Acadia Queen, don't dismiss her on a wet track going forward, but a super effort for sure. Probabil stepped up to the plate as well.
Dwayne, I mean, your mates, the Hawks, is a part of the problem here because they retire all these colts and so on. We don't make horses that can have depth at the top class of our middle distance and staying races. Like, this race was full of international horses and internationally bred horses, and only one or two locally bred horses in our most signature weight for age race over the globally most recognised distance. So what does it say about our racing and breeding industry that we just can't get horses to this level?
Well, I think we can. We just get them, you know, the breeding industry is worth so much money, and you know, if you want a derby with a three-year-old, you actually devalue it. You pick up the money on the way through, but as far as a breeding opportunity, you devalue them. So people have always worried of doing that, whereas, you know, a horse like Russian Camelot now to run, you know, third in a Cox Plate, his CV looks outstanding, but he's going to be a much better horse this time next year, and he could go all the way again and be the favourite and get the Cox Plate Melbourne Cup double maybe next year in his grasp. But, yeah, the breeding barn is just, the financial gain there is just too elusive. Everyone wants to bag these colts when they get beaten, so you're starting to devalue them every run they have if they do get beaten. But, that's probably the way that our breeding industry set up. We're breeding for speed. We're not breeding for stamina. So, you know, we're starting to see some of these nice deep impact horses and et cetera coming to Australia, and we're seeing a better staying event.
Hey,
Winksy,
you were talking about Bossy before, and we were having a little bit of fun about this last night, saying how Bossy was saying that you've told him that he's flying and he's going to be very hard to beat. But as Dean was pointed out before, he paints this bubble for it, or he has this environment that he just starts to believe and talks and seems to happen in those big races.
Yeah, and like I said last night, it's when I say he doesn't care, it's not he does not that he doesn't care, and it's in a good way, because he just rides the animal, and that's why he's so freakish in these big races. Even today, you know, he didn't step great, he just flowed into a spot and he just picked him off, and it was just important that he got him to clear air and maintained a gallop, and geez, he was dominant.